I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Just ahead, your local news straight from India. But first, the new Senate proposal on immigration represents a rare moment of compromise on a difficult issue. The plan includes a guest worker program, a new framework for ranking would-be immigrants, and offers many illegal immigrants an opportunity to become citizens. The White House is embracing the proposal, but it faces opposition from across the political spectrum. Many on the left fear it will undermine families and create a permanent underclass. Many on the right say it rewards those who have already broken U.S. immigration law. At the base of the arguments on all sides is a fundamental question. Who do we want to come to America? With us to talk about this is Tamar Jacoby. She's a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute and an expert on immigration issues. Welcome to the program.
Good to be here.
Also with us is attorney Suzanne Tomator. She is director of the Immigrant Women and Children Project in New York. Thank you also for joining us.
Good morning.
Tamar, let's start. There's a central compromise. The temporary worker program on the one hand, and the bill is also giving priority to new immigrants with advanced education and English language skills. Who is this compromise designed to appeal to? Is it for the politicians or is it for the business people?
Oh, no. The goal of the compromise is to get enough support across the political spectrum in Congress to pass. This is one of those hard issues where getting enough Democrats and enough Republicans to get it over the finish line has proved impossible to do for several years. So the goal is to give everybody enough that they go away saying, what I've got is better than nothing. But of course, no one's getting all they want. And the question is it going to bring enough people to that point of saying, when they look themselves in the mirror, of saying, what I'm getting here, what my constituency is getting, what the country getting is better than nothing? Personally, I'm not totally happy with this bill, but I think it is better than nothing. And I think it can still be improved as it makes its way through the Senate and the House. So I hope that the people who are holding out for the perfect take a good hard look at it and look at themselves in the mirror and realize that what they're getting is better than nothing.
Okay. Suzanne, you've been an immigration attorney for several years. Which groups do you think immigration policy currently advantages? And who do you think would benefit most from this new plan?
Well, I think the current advantages generally are for family members and for business. But I think it's interesting that under the current system, two-thirds of immigrants come through the family-based immigration system. But there has been a tremendous backlog over the years that I hope this new bill would attempt to eliminate and sort of streamline the process. I think one of the larger concerns under our current system is that there are measures currently in place that are just not implemented well. So hopefully with new legislation, some of this would be cleared up, but I think our current system could be streamlined to work more effectively.
So for you, the issue isn't so much the policy itself as that the implementation doesn't work. The system's just broken. Whatever the policy is, in your view, it's broken.
I believe so. I mean, we've had a tremendous problem over the past few years with backlogs of background checks, immigration losing files, various problems that could really be cleared up under the current system. However, one problem that I hope the new system addresses, I do a lot of work with college students, and I meet so many students who are brought here to the U.S. as young children, and they have no way to legalize themselves under the current system. They are educated in the U.S., they are bicultural, in many cases bilingual, and they have no ability to legalize themselves under the current system. Hopefully, with this new proposed legislation, it would allow them to legalize their status here in the U.S. and continue to, use the college degrees that they are working towards and bring the skills that they have.
Are most of your clients brought here, are most of your clients seeking to attain citizenship through family relationships, or do you also represent business people too?
Well, at my program at the City Bar Justice Center, the Immigrant Women and Children Project, we work specifically with immigrant survivors of violent crimes. Mm-hmm. So I work with a very specific population there. However, I do also work in the CUNY system, the City of New York system, where I teach immigration law at the CUNY Graduate Center, and I also work with college students at Baruch College, where I provide individual counseling to students.
I see. Tamar, many labor groups have argued that both guest worker plans and visas for highly skilled foreign workers depress wages and take jobs away from Americans who need them. How do you respond to that, first of all, and do you think this bill will address those who do have that concern?
Yeah, no, immigration has very little effect on native-born worker wages. The reason for that is that immigrants do jobs that Americans either are too educated to do or are not educated enough to do. Immigrants come at the bottom of the job ladder, busboys, construction workers. Americans don't want to do that kind of work anymore. Or they come at the top end of the job ladder, PhDs, scientists, doctors, engineers, where we don't have enough people. So mostly they're complementing U.S. workers rather than competing with them, and that means that there isn't that much of a wage effect. They fit in where we aren't doing the work. That grows the pie for everyone, and economists say that net-net, that means that most Americans' wages are actually going up a little as the economy grows, thanks to the immigrant workers.
But people don't accept that argument. Clearly, many people don't accept that argument. But, so how does this bill alleviate the concerns of those who, bottom line, say that this level of immigration is taking jobs away from Americans who could do them? Either they would be trained to do them or the wages would rise enough to induce them to do them. How does it affect those concerns?
I think the first job of the legislation is to provide the workers we need to grow the economy. It's not the legislation's job to persuade people. The politicians have to persuade people, but the first thing we should ask of it is it going to provide the workers so that we can keep on growing? And I think, you know, where I would defend this legislation is that at least it asks, what do we need in the future for America's interest, economically and in terms of what kind of citizens we want? That's the right question to ask. And, you know, this is the first time we've gotten to that question in this debate. Last year we debated about should we do more than enforcement and what should we do about the people already here, which is really just a question about cleaning up the mistakes of the past. At least this legislation for the first time says, well, who do we want and how are we going to decide that? I don't think they get all the answers right. I think they skew too much in favor of skill rather than unskilled, and they skew too much in favor of, I'm not sure they've got the balance of temporary and permanent right, and I'm not sure there are going to be enough permanent visas. So, you know, I'm worried about that Mexican busboy who comes first as a busboy, as a temporary worker, but works hard and plays by the rules and moves up, and at the end of his time as a temporary worker, he's already running the restaurant, and then they have to send him home. So I'm not sure. You know, I think they asked the right question, who do we want here as a citizen? But I think that kind of guy is somebody we want here as a citizen. And I'm a little worried that only the Bosnian engineer is gonna get to stay and not that guy.
You're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News, and we're talking about the new immigration proposal with Tamar Jacoby of the Manhattan Institute and immigration attorney Suzanne Tomator. Tamar, you're talking about this. I'm interested in this family reunification question. You're saying one of the things this bill does is tip the balance toward the highly skilled engineer and away from the family reunification priority of the past. And I'm wondering about that because it strikes me that family networks are one reason that some immigrants are successful in this country.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't – the bill – tilts toward employment. It's not only the skilled. There are going to be plenty of unskilled coming too. They're just going to come in temporary visas. So what the shift is not just from your brother to the engineer. It's from family to employment. And you know, obviously family plays an important role in immigrant success. Obviously Americans believe in families, but I don't think it's unreasonable that we've done some rethinking of should family be deciding 60% of the visas. I think there's a way to balance, which is just the word that the framers of this bill have used, to balance between family and our employment needs and our choices about what kind of citizens we want. That doesn't say that family trumps everything.
Suzanne, what about this new point system for assessing immigrants, rewarding applicants with education, English language skills? And I understand that you represent a very sort of specific slice of people with specific circumstances. But what do you think about the effect that it'll have on the people that you're most interested in, the people you're trying to help?
Well, I'm not sure it's really going to benefit most people who are really in need of immigration relief. We already have programs under the current system that benefit the highly educated and higher educated folks who have these skills. So again, I would have to agree with Ms. Jacoby that this doesn't really help to legalize sort of everyday working class folks who I think would hope to benefit the most from this program.
To my last question, to we're down to our last minute or so, I'm intrigued by the way this proposal has divided conservatives. On your very own website at the Manhattan Institute, there has been a raging debate for the last 2 days. One of your colleagues, Heather McDonald, vehemently opposes the plan, calling it amnesty, saying, you know, don't be fooled, using some very strong language. How will this proposal, I understand you're saying that the bill is not, that it's the job of the politicians to persuade, the bill's job is to do its job, but how will that vehemence be overcome, in your opinion?
I think the people who are saying, the people on the right who are saying, lock the doors, put up a fence, kick them out, I think they represent a tiny minority of the population. I think most Americans want this problem solved. They want to give the illegal immigrants living in the shadows a way out of the shadows, and this bill will do that, by the way. I mean, we haven't mentioned that. 12 million people are going to get to be citizens as a result of this bill. And they want an orderly new system where workers who we need can come legally, which this system is going to provide. I think most Americans are going to say, you know, when they look at this hard and see what it does, they're going to say, wow, this comes close to solving the problem, and we want the problem solved. The talk show hosts that are screaming amnesty, they represent a minority, and I think the American public has got the right idea. This is a bill that will be good for America.
Tamar Jacoby is a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute. She joined us here in the studio. Thank you. And Suzanne Tomator is director of the Immigrant Women and Children Project in New York. She joined us from NPR's studios in New York. Suzanne, thank you also for joining us.